Hello, friends, and welcome to Day 33 of Lent as we continue on our reflections on St. Alphonsus Liguori's Lenten sermons. What if your passion and your affection for Jesus is waning? What should you do? St. Alphonsus gives us the solution today. Oh my God, where is the believer who could live without loving Jesus if he were frequently to meditate upon his passion? The wounds of Jesus, says St. Bonaventure, are all of them wounds of love. They are darts and flames which wound the hardest hearts and kindle into a flame the most frozen souls. So if you struggle with contrition for sin, you don't feel sorry for sin, you feel like your love for Jesus is weak or your resolve to follow him is weak, what should we do? Very simple. Meditate. Put your mind upon the passion of Jesus Christ and specifically the wounds that he suffered, for each one is a wound of love.
St. Augustine said, love and do what you wish. So I just think back to when I was like 18 or 19 years old. I was part of a traveling retreat team, and I remember using this very line in one of the talks that I would give. Love and do what you wish. And it was kind of like almost like a, I don't want to say a cop-out, but it was just like, as long as you love, you can do whatever you want. And I feel like that was sort of kind of how I lived my life. And I can see how God over the years has continuously been refining me and drawing me more and more into a greater knowledge of what loving is. And obviously, I'm far from perfect. I have very many conditions when it comes to loving. You know, if someone's nice to me, then I'll love them back. Or if they're mean to me, then no, sorry. You know, so I feel like I have a lot of areas to grow.
You're not that bad.
Well, no, you don't know how my heart reacts inside.
Okay. Sorry for judging you.
But anyhow, this is St. Alphonsus goes on to say what it looks like to love someone. He that loves another is careful not to give him the least displeasure and studies to do everything in his power to please him. Hence, also the soul that loves God abhors as death the smallest offense against his divine majesty and endeavors to the best of her ability to please him. So when we love somebody, we want to please them and we want to serve them.
But that doesn't mean we become a people pleaser. Perhaps you've heard us say this before. If you go along to get along, you'll find yourself far gone from Christ. When you love somebody, you keep in mind the end. And so we love people in a way that helps them to heaven. Sometimes that's hard. Sometimes people don't like that kind of love, but that is the nature of love. For if we're treating someone that leads them away from heaven, we can't claim that we're loving them, because love always seeks the highest good for the one that's being loved.
Yeah, it's not easy to love people. I have this memory of one of our daughters. She's now 4 years old, and often she'll talk about like, was I born yet? Was I alive yet? And, you know, even though she was not alive yet at certain points in our family life, you know, when she looks at pictures, because she's number 5 in the family, she's not in the picture, she was still loved by God. And this is what St. Alphonsus says about that. Our parents were the first to love us in this world, but they loved us only after they had known us. But God loved us before we had existence. Our fathers or mothers were not yet born, and God loved us. The world was not yet created, and God loved us. And how long before the creation of the world did he love us? Perhaps 1,000 years, or 1,000 ages. It is useless to multiply years and ages, for God has loved us as long as he has been God. Isn't that beautiful?
It is beautiful. How did I miss that quote?
I was going to say, you look like you've never heard that before.
I feel like I haven't.
So it's like, even though you weren't conceived yet, you were already known by the heart of God.
You were loved from all eternity. Anything else?
No, that's all.
So friends, please pray the rosary with us. Link right up there. We'll see you tomorrow.